afternoon. You're listening to Voice FM. It's Thursday the 4th of April. You're listening to The Healthy Lifestyle with myself, Gemma Paddington. I hope you've had a fab weekend. And very exciting, we have got a lovely guest today. Her name is
Ayla.
Ayla, just in case I don't get it wrong. So I am going to pass her across. She's going to introduce herself and tell her what we're going to be discussing on today's show.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you very much for having me. Hi, everybody. So, yeah, my name is Ayla, and I am a Pilates instructor. I've been doing this now for about three, I think this is my fourth year now, and I absolutely love it. It was a way for me to try and get control of my body after I had my daughter, and I just fell in love with this form of exercise. And so now I just go around, like, torturing people, really, just to make their bodies feel better, really.
Sounds like a go after my own heart. So I'm going to give my first question, and I'd love you to tell the listeners about what made you fall in love with Pilates.
So it was on maternity leave. I was sat there with my newborn baby. I didn't really know what to do. I'm not very good at staying still generally. I needed some way of feeling like I could move again, and I just found this class where I could take my daughter along with me, and it was brilliant. It's one of these crazy, sneaky, ninja-like exercises. You know you're working, but you feel like you're not doing much in class, and then all of a sudden you come away and you feel stronger, you feel more mobile, and your body just feels like you're in control. And I just fell in love with it. It's not like going for a 5k run and sweating it out on the streets. You're using your strength, you're using your mobility, you're being flexible, and it's this all-encompassing thing that makes your whole body just feel really good afterwards.
Now, staying on the subject of Pilates, tell the listeners a couple of real key benefits why Pilates is so beneficial for us.
So the main benefits is it realigns your core. So we're talking about everything at the front, everything at the back that's attached around your pelvic area. And once your pelvis area is in alignment, then all of the limbs just seem to work better because they're in the right places as well. So if you're feeling that you've got back pain, or if you're feeling like one foot feels a bit funny compared to the other, or maybe you've even got some shoulder pain, we realign your pelvis, we bring your core back into play again, get your back working strong, and all of a sudden you're walking taller, you're feeling stronger, and everything just feels like it's in the right place again.
Absolutely. I don't think people really understand just how important it is to have a strong core. And when we talk about the core, we're not just talking about the stomach, we're talking about the full pelvis, we're talking about the lower back, we're talking about the whole package here. So tell people how important it is to, when we talk about, maybe like we were talking, like we're both mums, mm-hmm. how key it is to really support that spine and that core after birth with Pilates.
Oh, it's so important. And what you'll find is, or at least what I found, I don't know if you do it as well, Gem, when you see new mums come in, they very rarely at that 6 weeks checkup get checked to see if they've had any abdominal separation. And it can be such a debilitating thing, because if those abs, that abdominal wall is stretched so much, they're not coming together again, they're not contracting properly. But the key of Pilates is to not necessarily focus on those big global muscles, the six-pack muscles. It's the ones underneath, your transverse abdominals, those ones that are closer to your spine, those ones that are there to hold your spine in place and lock your pelvis in place. So you go through all of this work to bring it, knit it back together again, and then you can just stand up so much taller.
That's the thing. I think people don't realise, when we talk about, or they see something on Instagram like, oh my God, like look at the six-pack and all that, people focus too much on crunches and full sit-ups. And now I know how important the TVA is, the transverse abdominis, also known as the corset muscle. And there's a reason why it's called that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It holds everything in place. And people just don't get it. They try and do these big sit-ups. They see everybody at the gym and they're pushing their bellies out and they're making this big doming section going on. And yeah, your six-pack looks great, but if you're all wibbly-wobbly and your pelvis is jobbling up and down all the time, then you're not stable. And that's what we're looking for. We want you to feel stable. We want you to feel strong, and we want you to feel in control. Because once you're stable, you're more likely to get rid of all those aches and pains that you've got going on elsewhere.
Absolutely. Okay, right, coming up, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about what we mean about that intra-abdominal pressure and how to contract that core correctly. So stay tuned, guys, because we've got a great show coming up today.
From every culture
over the world
to right here
in our port and our city,
people make
Southampton
Voice FM.
It's Ace.
There is a new type of business networking in the area, one that mixes charities and voluntary organisations with the SME business community. It's a great way to communicate with people you don't meet day to day, and there's always the potential for new opportunities. It's called ACE Community Business Networking and meets on the third Thursday of every month at the King Rufus in Chandler's Ford. Guest speakers at every monthly meeting, yearly membership £240. And it's ACE.
Be Green Cleaning.
Great cleaning doesn't need to cost the earth. I'm Sean Brogan, founder of Be Green Cleaning. And if you want office cleaning that's effective, long-lasting and saves you money by reducing staff sick days, then call in Be Green Cleaning to show you the benefits of probiotic cleaning agents. Probiotic cleaning naturally removes bugs and dirt and can keep on working even after application. So it's good for the planet and it's great for your staff. If you want a great cleaning service that is kinder, flexible, principled and really cares about cleaning, then visit begreencleaning.co.uk and book a no obligation quotation from
Be Green Cleaning.
That was Baby One More Time by Tenacious D. Okay, welcome back, guys. We are still talking all things Pilates today. So I've got a question for you. When we talk about engaging our core, how do we actually do that? For people that don't know anything about core work, give some tips about how we engage the core.
Absolutely, love to. So wherever you are right now, whether you sat down or you stood up, we can all do this. It's all about making sure the pelvis is in the right place to start off with. So if you stood up, put the heels of your hands on the tops of your hips and then put your fingers down by your pubic bone, and you're aiming for those to be in line. So you don't want the heels of your hands to be too far forward, and you don't want your fingertips to be too far forward. Give yourself a little pelvic wiggle backwards and forwards. Try and find that middle ground. If you sat down, I want you to get to the edge of your chair, and I want you to make sure your hips and your knees are in line and your ankles are directly underneath your knees. You've got that 90 degree angle going on in those knees. From here, sit yourself up really tall, stretch through your spine, and place your hands on your tummy. Now, what we're thinking about is we're trying to make sure that belly button pulls back and comes right to our spine as much as possible. So as you breathe in, you might notice your hands expand and come away, and that's absolutely fine. And then as you exhale, I want you to bring those hands closer together, suck that belly button right back towards your spine, and really feel it really deep towards your spine, as if someone's got a belt and they're tightening up as hard as they can. You're kind of feeling as if your abdominals are trying to engulf your belly button. They're trying to suck it in towards your back as much as possible. And then hopefully you'll notice your abs are starting to twitch a little bit because you've been holding them on for a while. But you can breathe again. It's okay. And that's kind of what you want to feel. You don't want to feel you're pushing out anyway. You don't want that lower back to stretch. You want to tuck it in. You want to bring it towards yourself. And you want to feel everything pull in. That's what we're aiming for.
Brilliant explanation there. And for people that don't know, how many times a week could we do Pilates?
Oh my gosh, as many times as you want. I mean, you obviously don't want to over-exercise one particular thing, but the wonderful thing about Pilates is it's a full body workout. So we've got a range, if you're doing just mat Pilates, I say just mat Pilates, but if you're doing mat Pilates, you've got a range of 34 different moves that can all be done in multiple different ways. You can use loads of different equipment. So you go to a session and you're getting a full body workout, and each time you go, it's a different full body workout. So really, many times as you want.
Brilliant, guys. We've got some more great stuff coming up, so stay tuned. We've got some stuff about what she does in the community to help other people. So stay tuned, guys, where we find out a little bit more about how Pilates can really help you. That was Alibi by Ella Henderson. Okay, we are talking all things Pilates today. So I want you to tell the listeners what amazing things you do in the community with your Pilates.
I run my business based along the idea of being a social enterprise, so it's about giving back to your community as much as you can. And I'm very aware that getting into exercise classes generally can be a little bit pricey, and I just didn't want that to ever be an issue for people trying to take control of their body. I've never been particularly affluent in the money area, and it's always put me off doing classes, so I didn't want that to be a thing for other people. So I have a pay it forward scheme where people can give me some money, and I give it to other people who are trodden at that time, or people who, for example, like I do an old people chair Pilates session, so they get different rates because they obviously don't job. I also use it for different things, like I do an MS group, so people with multiple sclerosis, MS Society Southampton. I go to them and I help support them a lot, and it's a lovely group scenario where we all work together, we all come together, we're all supporting each other through it. I also like to work with Southampton City Council with their HAF programme, and I go and I take Pilates into after school clubs and holiday camps and stuff like that. So during the summer holidays or during the winter holidays, I'd go in, I'd teach the kids a little Pilates, and then I'd run away again. It's great, just helping as many different people as possible, learning the core principles of how to look after their body and just making sure people are staying active, staying moving without there being all these barriers. I want to break down those barriers, because when you feel in control of your body, you feel happy, and you feel healthy. Happy body, happy mind, they go hand in hand. And so you create these group classes where people come together, they make friends, they are learning about themselves, they're supporting each other, and there's, you know, just no other barriers to it.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I think if it's something you enjoy and you build that community, you want to go, because you're like, I want to do Pilates, but also I want to see my friend as well. So you build up that really nice relationship as well. So, hot topic at the moment, Pilates. I keep seeing it a lot on social media. Tell people, what is Wall Pilates all about?
So Wall Pilates is just basically taking some of these moves and using them up against the wall, which is great for many different purposes. So one of the key principles of Pilates is precision, okay? And control is one of the other ones. And sometimes when you're doing a move, you're not quite sure which muscle you're trying to use. So actually, you bring yourself over to, say, a wall, or you put yourself on a chair, or you add in, say, a roller or a resistance band, something like that, and all of a sudden you're engaging in that muscle so differently, and you're like, oh, that's what I was supposed to be feeling. So Wall Pilates just strictly by itself, it's all right, but if you've got some specific you're trying to work on and a muscle group you really need to target, then there are some really fabulous things you can do with it. So it's just about, it's about purpose. What do I want to use? How do I need to use it? And then finding the best way. Do you just need a little bit of extra resistance? Do you need a little bit of sensory feedback so you can feel the bit contracting against the wall, and that's the bit you need to use? It's how and why you're choosing to do the exercise.
There we go, guys. So now we all know what Wall Pilates is. Thank you for answering that question. Okay, stay tuned, because we've got some more fun tips coming up from our lovely guest today. We'll be back after this break.
Voice FM.
Do you want to be a panicking parent or guardian? Get essential first aid lessons for saving children and infants from MAPA training. You'll be taught how to respond in a quick and calm manner in situations such as choking, allergic reactions, child CPR and head injuries. MAPA also has online videos so you can have a quick refresh before going on any adventure. Every parent and guardian should have first aid skills. Prices start at £40, group discount available. Visit mappatraining.com.
Sweet Pea Florists, Bridge Road, Wollstone.
Sweet Pea Florists, for all occasions and celebrations. Sweet Pea Florists.
Call Southampton 02380 433154, or visit them at sweetpeaflorists.co.uk. Flowers for all occasions.
Sweet Pea Florists.
Visit the girls in the flower shop on the corner of Bridge Road and Defender Road, Wollstone.
Okay, that was Lake Rules by Troll Kemp. Okay, we are still chatting all things Pilates with the lovely Ayla. And my question to you is going to be, for the listeners, tell people how important it is. So when we talk about muscular imbalances, what I mean by that, to the listeners that don't know, is like if you've got certain weaknesses in the area, like maybe you've got weak glutes or tight hip flexors, how can Pilates help with things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the body is just really good at cheating all of the time. So if you've got something that, maybe you've had a little bit of an injury in the past or something like that, and then your body will find the next closest, biggest muscle to do the job for you, because it just, it's a bit lazy and it doesn't want to have to do the hard work. So Pilates is great because where it takes you through all planes of motion, it takes you through the full body, then you don't really have any space to cheat. You have to find the right muscle at the right time, and you have to strengthen it up. You don't get time to cheat. It's slow, it's controlled, your body is being used under a lot of tension, and if you have got a weakness, your instructor is going to pick it up really quickly because they know what they're looking for and they know whether or not you're doing it right. And it just makes Pilates is just precision is the key word here. I mean, you could be doing a move and I'll just say to you, I need you to move that foot to the right half an inch, and all of a sudden you're going to be going to me, no, why am I doing that? And it's because I want you to get it right. I need you to downgrade those muscles that are too tight and are overworking, and I need you to upgrade those muscles that have become lazy and are trying to cheat again. And I will see it, and your instructor will see it, and they will tell
100%. I do the same when I'm training with clients. It's like just that little tweak, you know. It's like, right, actually, I'm trying to get the glute med to fire up, so I'm just going to move your foot, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my god, I can really feel it. Because like you say, muscles overcompensate because they're not working properly. Now we're talking about, as we age, we know how important strength training is, but we also know how key it is to keep up with things like mobility and balance. And we just quickly talked about it in the break about, you know, how important it is to keep up things like balance, mobility as we age.
It's just all about longevity, really. It's about preserving what you've got for as long as you can. And we don't want to grow old falling over all of the time. We don't want to be breaking bones all of the time. We need to keep our muscles strong, and we need to keep the core engaged for as long as we can, just to prevent injuries more than anything else. Pilates is so closely linked to things like physiotherapy. So many people will go to physio, then get told, go to Pilates classes. I don't know if you know this, Gemma, it used to actually be on the NHS. You used to be able to get Pilates classes free from the NHS because it's such an amazing form of rehab and maintenance. Except, you know, money cuts and everything, you've got to pay for it now. So come to me, and
absolutely,
money's not the
barrier. Such a shame though, because like you say, like, nowadays, when you go to GP and you're feeling sad and things like that, too many GPs are too often give out antidepressants without saying to one, okay, have you tried any form of exercise? Because we know how important exercise is for our mental health, and that's such a shame that the NHS have cut that, because that would be brilliant. Like you say, when you go and see the physio, yes, it's almost like you say, doing those controlled slow movements. So Pilates would be amazing for rehab.
Oh, it's just brilliant for rehab. And again, like you say, it links into that mental health. You know, you're down, something's aching, something's hurting all of the time. Of course, you're not going to be focused. Your brain just isn't ready for it. If your body hurts, your brain can't engage. So let's fix your body up. Let's make sure you feel strong, you feel in control, and then you just feel generally better. So obviously, you're going to be happier.
Absolutely. And another amazing word that you said, Isla, which I love, longevity. Bang on about this week in, week out, about movement, longevity. How do we want to be when we get to 60 and 70? If you're not looking after your body now, how do you expect it to look after you in 20 years' time?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever I'm working with the kids all of the time, even if I can't be doing Pilates with them every week, that is the principle I'm installing. What kind of adult do you want to be? Do you want to be one of those adults that's hunched over, can't hold their head up high? Do you want a good posture, feel tall? And all of the kids in the room will just suddenly stand up an inch taller, because it's about instilling that long-term feeling, that making it a habit. You want to look after your body. Why would you want to be in pain all of the time? Let's strengthen up and let's fix that. And if I can instill that in just a minute amount of those kids, hopefully they'll grow up to be these strong adults and looking after themselves as well.
And as she said that, I literally sat up in my chair, put my shoulders back and engaged my core. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to be talking a little bit more before we end this show. We've got some more stuff coming up. We'll be back soon. Okay, welcome back, guys. So as usual, the time flies past. So I was just talking with Ayla in the chat. I'm sorry if I get your name wrong at any point. Now, just kind of, if there's anyone that's really interested getting involved in Pilates, can you just give out your social media details so someone can get hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is pilateswithayla.co.uk, and then on there is the link, so you can find my Facebook and my Instagram straight through my website. If you want to go straight to the source themselves, then it's pilateswithayla on Instagram, and it's Pilates with Ayla, I think Pilates with Ayla 1 or something like that on Facebook, but yeah, I'm on there.
Fab. Now, any tips for anyone that's thinking about maybe starting Pilates, what would be your advice?
My advice would be, get yourself to a class with an instructor, because there are some really good online videos out there. But even the ones that say they're stated for beginners, it's really difficult to get into Pilates and know you're doing it right, because where it's such a specific thing, you have to have so much control and knowing how to breathe at the right time. Unless you're there in person and your instructor can observe your body and help get you in the right position, it's really quite difficult. So by all means, use the online tools, but I would definitely suggest find a local place, find a nice quiet class you can go to. The gym places are great, but when you've got 30 odd people in a class with you, you're going to get lost in the mix and you're just not going to know if you're doing it properly.
And of course, it must be great for de-stressing as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You just kind of, you're so busy having to concentrate on what you're doing. You haven't got time to think about anything else. You just haven't. And you've got no time to think about what anybody else is in the room doing. You don't care what you look like. You're just too busy thinking about how to breathe, how to control, how to move, how to contract the right muscle at the right time. And you come away just going, oh, what was that?
Well, excuse me, I would definitely be coming along to have a go at your class for sure. So stay tuned on social media to see that. And also reach out to her as well. Get involved, people. Remember, exercise does not have to be sweaty, high intensity. It can be, just as you said, doing a Pilates class, going for a walk. Let's just encourage the nation to get active. That's the key here.
Just need to move more. Move
absolutely,
your body.
Move more. Okay, we're nearly at the end of our show, so stay tuned. We've got time for a few more songs, and we'll be back after this. That was Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Now, guys, don't forget, we have got the Southampton Marathon coming up this weekend. Now, I will be with James, Dean Bark Athletics. We will be at the Guildhall Square quite early, between 8:30 and 9 a.m. There's going to be a live podcast. There's going to be interviews, giveaway. You get to meet the whole team. And hopefully we get to interview some of the runners. So if anyone's doing it this weekend from Voice FM, a big good luck. And I hope you all smash it. Now, I'm going to pass you over to Isla to say goodbye.
Thank you so much for having me, Gemma. It's been brilliant. And I hope everybody out there just really takes from this that they just need to keep their body moving and keep themselves strong so that they can feel in control of their bodies for as long as possible.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me today. She is amazing. She does so much good stuff for the community. So definitely head over to her social media page. Check out her classes because she's great. And I will be back next week for some more fun tips on more fitness. So thanks for joining me, guys. And I'll see you all soon or hear from you all soon. Bye for now.
Voice FM.
Voice FM.